Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera today. Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes. Joe Wechter hanging out this morning as we, big day today. Obviously, Phillies reaction. The Phillies win another one last night. A nice, easy 5-0 big victory. Aaron Nola, brilliant. We're going to dive into that. Plus, a huge day here at the station. It is Philadelphia Eagles Radiothon. The Eagles and Odyssey are teaming up again for our annual Eagles Radiothon, airing live all day today and tomorrow, Thursday the 29th as well. The multi-day auction presented by First Trust Bank at the Green Family Foundation offers the opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and 94 WIP experiences, fan packages, autographs, items. All the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation mission to raise funds for innovative autism research and care programs. We've got all kinds of bids can be placed on items at EaglesRadiothon.com. We're going to go through that today. Some awesome stuff. There's a Super Bowl experience. You can hang out with Nick Foles. You can hang out with Howie Roseman. Big Dom, Jalen Hurts, all kinds of awesome stuff. Plus, on the station today, Brandon Graham will join us at 6:30 to talk about Radiothon. Jake Elliott at 8:30. Devontae Smith at 11. Reed Blankenship at 2:10. Nick Sirianni at 2:30. Plus, more guests. A big day today. John Ritchie, good morning, sir.
What's up, Jimmy?
A lot of information there to get out to start the show. I hope everyone took all that in. How are we doing today?
There was a day, April 4th, 1964.
Real quick. My wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Emily, on April 4th. Not 1964, 82, but you know.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Shout out.
I thought you meant today.
No, April 4th is my wife's birthday. So now I can tell her when I get home what happened on her birthday. Go ahead.
It's my cousin's birthday, also April 4th. So that's interesting. The Beatles had the top five songs in America on the charts. They made history. Top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. They also had nine other singles on the chart that week.
That's so unbelievable.
So that they had 14 songs on the top on the Hot 100, and some believe that this will never ever come close to being accomplished.
I am
again
one of those some
because
yes.
There was. I don't think there's ever been an artist who's had three songs in the top 10 at the same time ever.
That's
at any
unbelievable,
point in history.
Man. Wow.
Really,
I mean, if like Taylor Swift isn't going to do it now or something, like who's going to do it someday, right?
It's got to be Taylor is the only hope.
Yeah, that is an amazing, great fact to start the day. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to get into today. Again, coming up in a little bit, we'll tell you more about Eagles Radiothon and how you can get involved, how you can bid to win some unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime experiences. But Richie, let's start where I think a lot of Philadelphia is right now. Phillies win again, man. 5-0 last night. Nola was brilliant. Castellanos, a tank shot. You know, they get enough runs easily. Handle business. They've won 9 of 14 now. How you feeling about the Phillies, my friend?
I feel like we should trust them a lot more than we do.
Oh, man, you're back.
I'm not saying limitless trust. I'm saying I've been feeling pretty good about this team. We've all been feeling concerned at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they've been doing more. They've been doing more than what we've given them credit. I do think they've been honing the ability to get to the postseason through this process over the last couple of years. And that, you know, the mistakes that they've made in the past do not go unnoticed. And that does help them in the present. I feel horrendous about one thing. I feel horrendous that Taiwan is starting today.
We'll get into that, yes. I don't think there's a person in Philadelphia excited to see him pitch.
I mean,
tonight.
It's sickening, and it's nauseating, and I can't get around that. But I'm trying to explain it away, and I do think it is saving Christopher Sanchez to some degree. Christopher Sanchez, who previously, the most starts he'd ever had in a season is 18. That was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Christopher Sanchez is brand new on the scene, and we love him, but 18 starts was the most ever. He's sitting at 23 starts already this season.
Good point by you.
So he had 18 all of last year. He's sitting at 23 right now. I hate to say, like, I understand.
Smart move by the Phils,
why
is what you're saying?
Taiwan is going out there, but it's the third game of a series you've already won after winning the first two games. Like, it is sort of a disposable-ish situation, and I hate that I even, like, get my head around this. Because once upon a time, I couldn't think this way. But becoming more understanding of the way baseball works, I guess, personally, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with some of these things that we're seeing. I'm okay with the fact that Taiwan is out there for a reason, and Rob Thompson understands it. He doesn't always have to explain it. He does a nice job. I mean, we can dig in a little bit and look at the fact that Taiwan, over the last three starts, has pitched to a 9.26 ERA. I hate that. I mean, that sounds disgusting to me. He's given up 12 earned runs, including 5 home runs in the last three starts. And he's on the mound again today. You know, like, that's not great. That's over just 11 and two-thirds innings pitched. But
outside
he's
of the
saving Christopher Sanchez
outside of the
when
Taiwan
it
thing
matters most.
Are the Phillies back? Do you believe right now?
Yes,
this,
they're tied for the best
back
record in baseball, aren't they?
Well, they've been there the whole time. That's not an argument.
They
we're done using
there
the best
the whole
record
time. Yet we haven't given them the credit that they probably have deserved for learning from their mistakes in the past, learning from the mistakes that they're making now. I know it's looked ugly.
It's horrible.
Times.
Like, I
ugly.
Mean,
and especially when you got games like today, when I know what it's going to look like with Taiwan up there. But yeah, I think we need to give them more of our faith, that we need to provide them with less of our doubt, because maybe they really do know how to handle this. Maybe they do from the past three seasons, from the past two seasons of failing at the highest level in Major League Baseball postseason. Maybe they do have a better idea how to get this accomplished. Maybe they do, like an Olympic athlete, focuses on the taper, focuses on how do you get as close to perfect as possible at the right time. And that right time would be October.
Well, obviously, yes, you need to
peak. They're not trying to be the best Phillies team right now.
Ooh, hey now. Look, I get your point. I get your point, and I've said that many times. Ultimately, they can struggle as long as they get in the playoffs and they get hot. We saw it in 2022. We basically hated them in September of 2022 until they clinched a playoff spot, and then they went on a magical run and came close to winning the World Series. Obviously, I know when I saw Verlander on the hill last night against Nola, I'm feeling it. I'm back in 2022. Like,
I know it does bring you right back.
Right in front of you, right
Verlander
back.
Yes,
I felt
like,
that.
Oh.
I didn't feel as much in one as at game one as last night. But
I just kept thinking about Verlander. He must put that dye stuff in his beard.
That's exactly, really? that was my thought too.
That was
I thought he looked a little older.
Like, absolutely. He's so why is his beard so dark?
See, maybe these are things men know. I noticed he was gray. I don't remember.
I did notice that. That was not my first thought. My first thought was about losing the World Series to them. And then I kind of just went into a hole. But look.
It was cool that we beat up Verlander. It was really cool to watch that.
It was nice to see him win last night. It's nice to see them take this series now. But it's not that long ago that I remember the team we're about to play tomorrow just took 2-3 from us. And we looked lifeless in Atlanta doing it. Like, I know they won the Royal Series. I'm feeling better about the Phillies than I felt, but I can't sit here today.
You can't even say
and say they're back. Like, I can't say they're back yet.
That was dominated the Royal Series.
Well, they
lost the first game of it. Okay,
then
but then it was 11-2, 11-3. Yeah. Holy cow, man! That was that crazy stretch where it was like 45 hits and a couple. You know, like it felt like the offense, the approach was finally doing what we hoped, you know, that it made sense what the offensive approach was doing. And that's, I think, where we sit. And by the way, Bryce Harper, whatever was going on, it feels like he's out the other end.
Oh, it doesn't
of that
at all.
To
You're
some
crazy.
Degree. Come on.
Bryce Harper hasn't homered since August 8th. The guy has no power right now. Like, honestly, Bryce Harper right now.
His attitude is what matters Bryce Harper, most to me right now. Now,
well,
hold
His
attitude was sinking the ship, Jimmy. His attitude was, I'm banged up. I can't really talk about it. We're not really revealing what's going on here. Like, we'll probably never know what was really going on with Bryce. He was frustrated. It torpedoed the team for a stretch. And he needs to do a better job of recognizing that his attitude, his emotions really do affect those around him.
Well, I agree with that, but he also has to hit the ball out of the ballpark. That is a massive, massive part
of
this team.
We've seen that part, too. We've seen him get going
we haven't
when
seen
it matters
in,
most.
That's true. We have seen him get going when it matters most,
yes.
And we know that he can flip a switch. But I'm still concerned about Bryce right now. I don't know if it's an injury like we've talked about, the wrist thing from a couple weeks ago. I don't know. But there are parts of this team that I just don't feel super confident. Alec Boehm's been struggling. The bullpen, I still can't say I'm fully back. I mean, Alvarado, is got the personal issue. I don't know what's going on, but obviously we have not trusted him when he's been pitching. There are guys that
strange.
I can't say I'm back to where I was with this team. Are you? Remember how great this team was to start the season. Do you think that we are ready to see that team again, that they're about to go on the stretch run and they are back? 215-592-9494. Get on the line now. Are the Phillies back? Plus, coming up next, we're going to tell you more about how you can win some once-in-a-lifetime experiences with Eagles Radiothon at eaglesradiothon.com. That and your Phillies calls are coming up next. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
5-0 last night, winning their fourth game in a row and taking their second consecutive series for the first time since late June. Aaron Nola pitched 7 innings, striking out 6 and walking 1. He earned his first win in his last 7 starts. He got run support from Trey Turner, Alec Boehm, and Nick Castellanos, broke the game open with his 18th home run of the season in the third.
And the pitch, breaking ball, hammer deep left field. That one is up and that one is gone. Number 18 for Nick Castellanos. And it's a 3-run home run to break open some breathing room as the Phillies now lead the Astros 4-0.
It's Eagles Radiothon all day here at WIP. Brandon Graham joins the show at 6:30 and Jake Elliott at 8:30 this morning. Delco is a lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants, a lot of live music and arts, and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelcopa.com. Weather sponsored by Window Nation, mostly sunny with a high of 97. It's currently 72 degrees. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, pay nothing for 24 months, and an extra $250 credit. WindowNation.com. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, I guess it would be nice. A little George Michael to start the morning off. You got some faith in the Phillies as the Phillies getting it done again last night. 5-0 victory. Get online now, 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies back? In addition to the Phils today, a big day at WIP. It is Eagles Radiothon, our annual tradition. And joining us right now to give us the lay of the land here. Tell us about some of the great items and what's going on. Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. You've heard her on this station before, Ryan Hammond. Ryan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You know it's Eagles football when we're starting with the Radiothon.
That's right. That's right. How exciting is it? We're back. We made it another year. It's a beautiful thing.
We are. And this initiative has raised millions of dollars. In fact, we've been at this since 2018. Last year, we raised almost $500,000. And we are always chasing a record. I feel like setting the tone, positive vibes, supporting, changing lives is really what's going to take us to the next level this season. So,
yeah.
Go Birds.
And it's a Go Birds. That's, you're damn right. And it's an amazing charity. And what you guys have accomplished in a relatively short period of time is really amazing. So let's dive into some of it. Again, if you didn't hear earlier, there are a couple ways that you can get involved with Eagles Radiothon today. Bids can be placed now at EaglesRadiothon.com. Again, that's EaglesRadiothon.com. The next 2 days, 5 o'clock tomorrow, I believe, is when the bidding ends. Is that correct?
Yes, 5 o'clock
tomorrow.
And
it's different for different items, but overall, get it in before 5, or is it all the items tomorrow at 5?
All the items close tomorrow at 5.
Terrific.
With the exception of the opportunity to purchase the t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
Awesome.
That goes through September 30th.
Speaking of which, that is something that you could do right now. So the t-shirts, if you want to get involved with Eagles Radiothon, support by purchasing the official 2024 Eagles Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
How about it? They are the it couple right now. Zelko royalty.
They're not just the it couple like here. They're the it couple in America. I mean, him and his brother. I mean, they're like the two it couples.
Maybe not just America.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. The world.
But how lucky are we, right? Jason was our first player advocate for the foundation. I mean, this vision started with Jeffrey Lurie. He has a personal connection to autism. There's now 1 in 36 people affected. And in that locker room, Jason was the first player to raise his hand, who's rallied so many other players to get involved. And the Radiothon is a true example of that. If you look at these unique experiences with players, it kind of started with him and his enthusiasm. I mean, he is an item this year with the Philly Christmas special, and him and Lane and Jordan, you can meet them, get your family Christmas photo, and make some memories. They'll sign your album. But yeah,
that's,
I think
cool.
He really, you know, started a trend here. We're very thankful.
I mean, you couldn't do better. You couldn't have asked for a better player, a better human, all that stuff.
And we did this before we knew he was going to be
you're in early. It's a beautiful thing. So if you want that t-shirt, you can donate $30 right now to purchase and place your order, available for a limited time at EaglesRadiothon.com. All right, let's get into some of the other awesome stuff. And again, by the way, in addition to EaglesRadiothon.com, you can also text morning, again, morning to 53209 to make a donation today. 100% of donations are invested into innovative autism research and care programs. Ryan, what's the number one item right now on the board for people?
So I think right now the top performing item is the trip to the Super Bowl. I think there's a lot of positive thinking around the Eagles and also going to New Orleans. So I think right
New
now
Orleans
that
is
item,
a win period.
I think
you
like
could just do a trip to New Orleans and it would be amazing, much less the Super Bowl. You
exactly.
Know?
So I think Bourbon Street definitely is an incentive for people. So yeah, that item is at about $16,000. And it's like I said, our number one item right now that you can bid on. And that's just an example of some of the items. I also like to say, like, we use the Radiothon in ways to invent people. Like Big Dom was an item last year, and he said, "Don't embarrass me. Like if you come home and get $100 for a day with Dom," and he went for like $25,000
wow.
last year. Okay, and
well, Big Dom's star has only grown since then.
That
I mean,
was before he became,
I mean, Big
right.
Dom was just a local like. Thing before now he's like a national celebrity. I mean, everyone knows Big Dom.
Because right, we brought Jason to get involved in Radiothon,
this is good.
And
I
then
like
we
this.
Brought Big Dom last year. So you know, you never know who's going to be the star that emerges from this year's item.
What is the an off the wall type item from this year? What's something that's a little crazy?
So honestly, we're starting a trend with people being like, you can auction me off. So John Ferrari, who is our assistant general manager, came to me and he was like, I feel like I could ruin football for people and do a behind the scenes officiating rules, bring in retired officials
nice.
And break it down on how we're like, you know, giving a behind the scenes like aspect on rules. So John came to me and, you know, we talked to Howie and got his support. And now we have an item with John Ferrari, our assistant general manager, who's in charge of compliance. So yeah, that is definitely,
so cool.
But I think that was last year, right? Going to Dom and he's like, people are not going to pay to spend a day with me. And next thing you know, it was like I said, $25,000. And our donor who had that experience was like, best experience I've ever had. Wow. It was so crazy. He's like, I can't even repeat the things that I heard. So
that's a great point.
We'll probably ask you to sign a confidentiality agreement this year.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's
about that
an NDA or whatever. That's pretty good. And there is an item where you can actually, your assistant general manager, John Ferrari, you can actually hang out with general manager Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
There's a date with Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
You can compete with coach. And he
think
is,
about that.
First of all, no mercy. He is just taking people down in the game of horse.
Oh, we know that he's not messing around. He'll beat you. He's not going to lose if he can avoid
it. The winner last year never even made one basket before he's like, game over. And I was like, coach, that was like 37 seconds.
That's
like,
amazing.
We need to like make this more of an experience.
You can't dunk on the winner. Right?
I think you get a little more for your money than 37 seconds. Don't worry.
So I turned to the donor and I was like, this is just his true authentic self.
You got a good Nick Sirianni story there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And there, Nick Foles, an item we'll tell you about in a little bit that you can hang out with Nick Foles, who I can tell you from personal experience, maybe the nicest human being who's ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
Other than maybe Jason Kelce or Brandon Graham, who's going to join us at 6:30, you can also have an experience with. So, Ryan, we'll have you back later on in the day.
Awesome.
Again, EaglesRadiothon.com is the best way for people to get in and get their bids in.
Absolutely. And every single dollar is going to be invested in autism research and care programs. It really is transformational support. Again, Jeffrey's leadership has committed, you know, he supports the foundation's operations. So every single dollar is making a difference. So get out there, get some bids, and have some experiences of a lifetime with the Eagles.
And that is an amazing, a unique thing, like a charity where it gives all
100%.
That is unique, and that's amazing. So everyone get involved now. We'll tell you about some amazing items throughout the day. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
guys.
Talk to you in a little bit. EaglesRadiothon.com. Everyone check it out. Coming up in a little bit, 6:30. So soon, we're going to have Brandon Graham on to talk about his item, about the experiences you can have. Plus, we're going to take your calls. Phillies. 5-0 victory last night. Aaron Nola was absolutely brilliant last night. We're going to get into that. We'll play you some of the audio from the win. What Rob Thompson had to say about if the Phillies are back, that's the question we're asking today. Do you believe that the Phillies are back after winning 9-14, a nice 5-0 win, and a series win against the Astros? Go for the sweep today. 215-592-9494. All that plus Brandon Graham coming up next. It's the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The Phillies shut out the Astros 5-0 last night. Aaron Nola pitched 7 innings, striking out 6 and walking 1. He earned his first win in his last 7 starts. Last night's win is also the Phillies' 4th in a row and the first time they have won consecutive series since June. Rob Thompson weighed in postgame on if the Phillies from the first half of the season are officially back.
Minus that Atlanta series, you guys have won 9 of your last 13. Do you feel like you're out of that struggle that you were in for several weeks?
I'm going to answer that a little bit differently, but I think we're playing better baseball, and I'll leave it at that.
It's Eagles Radiothon all day here at WIP. Brandon Graham joins the show coming up next segment, and Jake Elliott at 8:30 this morning. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds, specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older, must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 97. It's currently 72 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Dota Camera. Eagles Radiothon Day. Coming up in a little bit, we'll tell you about some more of the amazing items you can bid on once, truly once in a lifetime. I feel like that phrase gets thrown around. This is actual once in a lifetime type stuff that is so cool. Plus, Brandon Graham going to join us in about a minute to discuss his awesome item and to preview his last season in the NFL with us. For now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Boyertown, talk to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Tom.
Hey, I had to call in on a very special day today. I was supposed to go to the Phillies game with my company. We had a box, which I was very excited about. A little less excited when I saw the probable pitchers. But this 3 a.m., plan for me, and my wife's water broke.
So oh, my goodness!
Congratulations.
Wait, hold on. You're at the hospital right now?
I am at... I was at the hospital... I'm doing the thing where you run home and you pack everything.
Wow!
Because the baby's coming.
And you're calling us, Tom. How you doing, pal?
Early. Wow.
I had to call my closest friend, you know, my closest, most intimate friend.
Tom, make sure you got chargers, man.
I am
chargers,
honored right now.
And thank you. Yes, chargers, some deodorant. Just you. Well, you matter.
Yeah, make sure you're there. That's really the main key to it all. Well, this is thrilling,
Thank
Tom.
Thank you for looping us in on this, by the way. Do you know whether you're having a boy or a girl? Did you guys look into that?
Yes, we're having a girl, and it was funny because my wife this morning, you know, she's in labor, and she's apologizing to me while in labor. She goes, "I'm sorry you missed the Phillies." And I don't know if it was her.
That's amazing.
Moving so quick, but she goes, "Well, you know, at least you don't have to go drive to see Taiwan Walker pitch." So,
Tom, well, I think we could say you married and are having a child with the right person.
That's
amazing. That is phenomenal stuff. Tom, well
congratulations on so many levels.
On all
Tom.
The levels. And thank you for calling us. And, Brandon, you're leading into Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham's going to have to follow someone who's heading to the hospital to have a baby. So no pressure on Brandon.
Is this your first child?
It is. It's my first child, and I know maybe Brandon will have some advice because I know he's a great family dad.
He is, the best dad. And let me tell you, as a girl dad, I know Richie's a girl dad. Daughters are the best thing on the planet, man.
Oh my gosh.
I am so happy for you, dude.
It actually feels like my daughters love me.
Yeah, I know.
It actually feels like they love me.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, Tommy.
Congratulations,
Tom. Man. Thank you for calling us. Go have a baby, dude, and call us back. Call us back tomorrow or Friday or whatever. Whenever you're settled, let us know how it went, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank
awesome,
you guys.
Tom.
Way to go,
thank
Tom.
You so much. That, I don't think we've ever started the show off
this
with a call like that.
That's amazing.
I thought he was calling to talk Phillies. And then it's like, oh, well, not quite Phillies talk. Yeah. All right, amazing stuff. 215-592-9494 if you want to talk Phillies or if you're having a baby. We'll take all those calls.
Dude, he's doing the run home. I got to pack the bags. It's imminent. About to be here.
Let me call the morning show. Terrific. Thank you, Tom. You
Seriously.
Made our day a beautiful thing. And from that, we go to one of the great men of Philadelphia, a Philadelphia legend, entering his last season, his swan song as an Eagle, the all-time Eagles games played leader, all kinds of records for this guy because he's been here for so long and has had such an amazing career, including the most important play, maybe in the history of the city, certainly in the history of the franchise. And today, you actually have a chance to hang out with our guy, Brandon Graham. We're going to tell you all about it. BG, what up, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it feel to follow someone who was on the way to the hospital to have a baby? His wife's water broke. He's not going to the Phils game tonight because instead he's going to have a baby at the hospital, Brandon.
Man, it just reminded me of like when the first baby came out, well, Emerson came out and water broke. And it's like, oh, man, everything you thought about in movies, it don't happen like that.
No, you're so right, dude. You're so right.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, man. Because I was over here rushing like, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on. She like, no, you okay? Like, it. We got time.
It's always us freaking out. And the mom.
So she was a lot cooler than you were, Brandon?
Oh, man, when she said her water broke and I was asleep because we woke up that morning. And, man, when she was just walking around packing bags and stuff, I'm like, what's going on? Come on, girl.
All right, question for you, Brandon. When did you feel more pressure in the moment? When your wife's water broke for that first time with Emerson or when you're lining up before the strip sack in Super Bowl 52? What moment did you feel the pressure more?
Man, both of them. It's crazy when that just when they going through seeing what your wife going through and that, and then the pressure of like just making sure that you giving her that comfort she needs and helping her through. But boy, both of them was pressure though. Both of them.
You ain't wrong. All right, Brandon, we're gonna get into the coming season with you in a couple minutes, but first let's get into this unbelievable item that anyone has the chance to bid on and win: a Sixers suite experience with Brandon Graham. You get to go spend the game. You and 10 guests, will attend a Philadelphia 76ers game scheduled to take place at the Wells Fargo Center in the 2024-2025 season. Brandon, you're going to be going to the game. All kinds of cool stuff. Tell us about this package.
Oh, yeah. You get to hang out with me while we're watching the game. I'm sure we're going to take pictures and autographs, and they're going to have it all set up for us in the suite for the Sixers game. And, you know, just looking forward to, you know, meeting some cool people and, you know, donating for a great cause.
I love it, Brandon. The current bid is at $4,500. We can definitely get that up. You can bid right now at EaglesRadiothon.com to go bid on this item. And again, it's an amazing item with Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, how much more ornery is our defense this year being molded in the visage of Vic Fangio? It feels like it's
nice alliteration.
Different. This year with Vic, am I off base with that?
No. It feels good right now, man. We're in a great place as a team. We're building, and I just know that you know, everybody is just on the same page, and you know, just believing in the dream for real. They don't want to go through what we went through last year, and we deserve better than that because of the type of guys we got on this team. And I know just from the training camp and how things went and how we worked. Man, I'm excited for what's to come for the D.
How much confidence do you have that our pass rush can get home without sending extra defenders? That's the big worry for every Eagle fan right now.
Hey, well, you know, we always got something going into it. I guess we're going to have to find out. You know, I don't want to speak on it too much.
I like that. Keep it close to the vest. That's good.
You know, we're going to go out there and just know we're working. And when that time comes and when we get to Brazil, y'all, after that game, we're going to see what's going on.
So everyone, I had a lot of worries myself about our pass protection, our offense's pass protection last season. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a new system in place. You know, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator. You, as an edge rusher, you get to see that protection scheme in practice. How much better is our offense's ability to protect Jalen Hurts going to be this season?
I think it's going to be good. I mean, you got Stout, of course, you know, who's a technician, who's working these guys every day. And, you know, when we went to, you know, the Patriots, you know, they threw every different, like, look that they can see, you know, because the Patriots, you know, they got all them different looks up front. And, you know, I thought they kind of did well. And just to go into it not knowing exactly what it is, that it was unscripted. So it was not like, you know, we knew what was coming. So just seeing that on film and knowing the communication is key in this game, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the offense, man. And you should, too. You know, you should be excited for what's to come.
Brandon, you talked about communication there. You know, you've been through many training camps at this point, many different, you know, variations of coaching staffs and all that stuff. The two new coordinator thing, having two new coordinators, how much of a challenge is that from a communication perspective, from a game day perspective, or is it just that Kellen and Vic are so experienced and you guys kind of have a thing already and kind of come in and hit the ground running?
Well, you know what? It was an excitement at first. You know, when you first get into it, you're like, man, oh, Kellen, oh, man, you got Vic. And then when it's time to get to work, you know, you see as a team how we process information, how much information can we handle each day. Because we still, you know, Vic put a lot on you, you know, during this training camp, just because you know during the season everything's going to be condensed. So he just tried to see this year how much we could, you know, process information and take the information and go to the field. And I know that for me, man, I was excited because, you know, you just seen a lot of guys, you know, not making too many mental errors. And, you know, usually in that first year, you're learning a lot. And, of course, we learned a lot, but I felt like that wasn't the case with us. It was just more about making sure that we got our – like, we putting the effort in and making sure that we, on hard days, we got it. I mean, we have that that energy that you need to go to practice, because you know how important practice is. Practice is the number one thing that, you know, that's the reason why, you know, I feel like we get paid to practice, because once they know and trust you out there, then the game is easy. So I can't wait to see how we all are when the bullets start flying all together. But I think that it was a great excitement coming in, and I still think everybody's still believing in what everybody's doing. So we're going to see how it goes.
Brandon, I got one more question from me. What was the biggest adjustment for you this season with the new system, with Vic Fangio's new defense? What's the biggest thing that you're working on bringing to your game this year?
The technique of, certain things that I was used to with what we've been doing the last probably 4 years since Coach came, Coach Sirianni came. But, Vic got his certain ways on how he want to, how he wants certain stuff done as far as, different ways we handle the crack toss, different ways we handle different run plays that we used to doing, but now we had to learn a new technique, which is cool because it's nothing that we never did, but it's just more of getting back into the technique. And so I think we've done a great job doing exactly what he wanted us to do on top of us being able to play fast. And I can't wait to see them guys in the middle, Jordan and Jalen, because they've been working their butt off every day. And, that's the big thing. Like I tell them, we go as they go, and they're the future. So I tell them boys they should be commanding at least both close to $100 million a person. Both of them, because of how dominant they should be in the middle. So I'm excited for them guys because they got a lot of pressure on them, but it's no pressure because it's a game that they love, and I know they've been putting the work in.
Well, and I know they are super grateful to have you around, Brandon. I am 100% sure of that. And you can hang with Brandon Graham at a Sixers game, a sweet experience. You and 10 guests. Wow. Parking passes included and food and non-alcoholic drinks included. And you get to hang with Brandon. He mentioned it. Autographs. You got a panel football autograph by Brandon. You get to hang with Brandon, take pictures with Brandon, and just, hang with an awesome human. Like, what a good time that is. Brandon, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for continually doing stuff like this for the city, for the fans, and we can't wait to talk to you all season long. We're really excited, Brandon. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank y'all. Appreciate you. Baby, it's on.
It's on!
Thanks, BG.
And for our first caller, Tom, baby, it's on has a completely different connotation, because baby, it's really on. The baby is on. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to come back to the phones in a sec, but first, let's give you a chance today to win an awesome prize as, again, we're getting back to the phones in just 1 second as I forgot to print out the prize. A little inside baseball here as I pull it up here. All right, our prize today, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Killers at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on September 7th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. A happy birthday goes out to Daniel Stern. Daniel Stern, a real movie star for a moment there, Home Alone, the whole thing, and then I have not heard much from Daniel Stern in recent years. But Daniel Stern in Celtic Pride, of course, not a great movie, but a movie that has Celtic in the title. What we're looking for today is we want the best title, whether it's a movie, a book, a TV show, the best example of that, that has a team name in the title. Now, we're only talking about the four major sports in America: NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL. One of those team names, the mascots of those teams in a title like Celtic Pride. John Ritchie, give me an example.
Geez, I had a really good one, and now
you did. It's start Harrison Ford, if you want me to help you.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is the one, Jimmy.
There
Raiders
you go.
Of the Lost Ark. My goodness.
It's a great
was that
answer,
age? Yeah. Was that, I used to hit my face on people?
No, that was, it is 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's, you
Holy
always,
cow!
You always forget the side job. That's like up your alley. Yes.
Okay, that's very inside baseball. I truly do not remember the topic
you have very
is.
Specific things that for some reason don't stick.
You're right.
Which
not
is
at all.
Kind of like Joe DiCaprio.
Which I make fun of Joe for all the time. Yeah, I am also guilty. But yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Haymaker answer. Devin Caney, your answer for a team name and a title.
So I also, you guys know heading into last break, I was like, wait, what's the side topic again? I'm going to go with Raging Bull. Does that count?
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Not the same.
Bull. Bull counts because I said Celtic Pride. It's not Celtic's Pride. That's fine.
Okay,
it doesn't have to have the S on the end. It just has to be the name. That will count.
James, this is why I like when you host, because I feel like if Joe DiCamera was here,
yeah, I'm not as much of a stickler about such things.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's Joe. Joe Wechter, Behind the Glass Day. What's an answer for
I'm going to go with the song. I'm going to go with C. Miller Band's Fly like an eagle.
Nice. It's good. So we don't have to vote against the eagle thing.
Exactly.
That's good. I'll go with Yankee Doodle Dandy. Classic.
Ooh.
That's good. Yankee Doodle Dandy back in the day. All right. 215-592-9494. Your chance to win the Killers tickets. An awesome prize today. In addition to your call talking Phil's Eagles, give us the best example of a team name and a title. Let's go to Tabernacle and talk to our pal Patrick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
Hey, John Ritchie, dude. I got a chance to go up fishing on the Susquehanna River, I guess, in your old stomping ground.
No way. Were you near TMI?
Were you near too much information?
3 Mile Island.
Okay, good, good, good.
I'm glad that we had the same thought process there.
Yeah.
No, we were over Clemson's Island. What was it, Halifax?
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I love Halifax.
Smallmouth, man. Yeah, great fishing out there. But anyhow.
Thank you. I agree. Yeah. And it's amazing. You can walk the whole way across the river. Like, at this time of year, it really is idyllic. Yeah. Like, if you fall out of your boat, hey, no biggie.
Right,
just stand up.
I just like that you thanked him for bringing it up.
I feel a connection yes. to that river right there, Patrick.
It's good.
And, yeah. I mean, I feel a weird connection to TMI. That thing melted down in 1979.
Uh-huh.
We fled
yeah,
the area.
Yeah, I can imagine. No I was there once, and it was, it's, you know, you're 3 Mile Island. You're like, wow,
yes.
look at that. That's 3 Mile Island. And you feel it. Yeah.
Anyway, the catfish around 3 Mile Island, Patrick, get really big. I don't know why.
They get really big. I think we're talking about the Simpsons here. Do they have six eyes? hey, Patrick, what you got on the Phils, brother?
Listen, the Phils, man. Like I'm very. Listen, when you're hitting Verlander, you know, any time of the year, it's always special. You know, that's just added. You know, but you know, the guys are coming around. They're coming around. I'm not like pushing the chips back all in, but man, I like a lot of things that I'm seeing. You know, and now's the time to start gelling. Like, let's put what happened in the rearview mirror, and let's just keep. You know, let's just keep playing good baseball. You know, catch the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah, the fundamentals, right? It is so funny how
Brandon Marsh was getting
F. Marsh was looking better. How funny is it though? We like 2 months into the season, we're like on pace for 116 wins. This could be one of the great teams of all time. And now we're heading into September, and we're saying, "Could you just hit and field? That'd be sweet."
Yeah.
Our expectations have changed a bit.
And you know, the last thing, you know what, Harper. You know, last time I called in, like I'm getting on Harper because I don't like what I'm seeing. You know, but John Rich, you talked about it.
It's picking up.
You know, eyes and attitude.
Yeah.
You know, come through. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And it's just again, it's just really good to see him. Just kind of be Bryce Harper again.
It's a relief.
You know what I mean?
It's a relief that he seems to be more aware that the way he acts, the way he
matters,
you know, comports himself. It really does affect those around him, you know, and I don't know. I don't know why he's so miffed, you know, like it seems like there's something that he's
I think it's because he desperately wants to win and he knows that he has a real chance with this group to win a title. And we know that I think there are certain athletes, it consumes him. I think that it is everything
and
to him. And I think
it's impossible to be even keeled and even minded about this when he's frustrated,
when he's
with
going
his
through
own
it.
Physical. Like there's something maybe bothering him a little bit that's preventing him from playing quite the way he wants to play. I don't know exactly what it is. Doesn't matter. But you need to figure out a way to not broadcast that to the rest of your team because it's bringing them down too. I think he's getting better.
I don't ever remember a team where the star player had such an impact on the team's mentality as this one. Like I understand if the star's struggling, like I get it. That always hurts a team. But in terms of when he's just down or mopey or whatever, how it just permeates throughout the rest of the team, I really don't remember that. It's fascinating. Patrick, you got an answer for us? A team name and a title?
I do. How about Benny and the Jets.
Oh, that's a great answer. Benny and the Jets. Strong stuff right there. Yeah, we're off to a good start there with Patrick. I like that.
I like this side
it's a good
lot.
One. Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun idea. I'm intrigued to see where it goes. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Arm & Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Arm & Chevrolet. Arm & has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV together. Let's drive. I think the question today, we all know what it's going to be. Are the Phillies back? A, yes, B, no. I'm very intrigued to see where it goes because I am not there yet. I am excited with how they're playing, But I still have the last, you know, certainly last few weeks and the last couple months in the back of my mind with the way this team has been inconsistent, and I just need to see them do a better job consistently for a little bit longer to feel like they're back to where they were before. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Dan in Philly. What up, Dan?
Yo, where's Joe?
It's a great question.
No one ever knows.
No idea.
It's a great mystery.
No idea. None. Zero.
You want to take a guess, Dan?
Do you know? Is this insider information call?
Are you at his house?
No, he's probably throwing pebbles at his cousin's window.
Bang! Dan, I want to say your commitment to the bit here is
unrequited,
unparalleled.
Cousin.
I mean, Dan will find a way to basically make anything about the cousin thing, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
I just want you to know that.
It does not get old for me, Dan.
Ever.
I know, just based on Joe's face reaction, that it might get old for him, which is why we encourage it. Just keep it up. Keep it up.
The funny thing is, I didn't say anything for a couple months, and I called in the one morning, and he referenced his own cousin before me, and I wasn't even going to do it. So.
I hate my own face right now.
Me too.
But listen, with the Phillies, if you really think about it, like, collectively, it's all coming together. James, I'm with you. Like, I'm there, but I'm not there. But, like, they're starting to steal the bases. Castellanos is starting to become hot. Mm-hmm. Harper's starting to show that leadership again, and it's playing nasty first base right now. So, like, collectively, this is what you wanted, and I feel like it wasn't there for a while. Even though they were playing really well in the beginning of the season, they were still like missing some of the pieces that you thought the whole team could be constantly. And I feel like I'm starting to see the puzzle being all put together right now, and I think it's a great time for it to happen.
Look, now is the time for it to happen. I agree with you. Look, September's this weekend. We're already at September. Man. Now is the time for them to turn on. And look, I think Aaron Nola going out and throwing 7 shutout last night against that Astros team, like, that was big. I felt that last night. And we all know the thing that made this team super special to start the season was the 4 guys in the rotation who we can count on. And having that 4 guys that good that you can count on to that level. Nola last night, Rangers last start. Dan, to your point, I'm not there yet, but
that's so encouraging.
Those are the things that are starting to get it going for me. And Dan, if they go in September, if this rolls into September, it could actually be perfect. You're right. Dan, you got an answer for us? A team name and a title?
About the Star Wars.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, yeah,
what?
The Dallas Stars.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
I know some of these are tricky. Like, that took me a second.
Cow.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to have some haymaker answers at the end of the show today.
That stumped me for a second. I was sitting here, like, really?
Well, at first, I thought Cowboys. I'm like, no, that's like, because everyone talks about the star. Right.
I was also thinking Cowboys. Like,
the Dallas Stars.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There we go.
That's
all right.
A really good answer.
Good stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. AMA at 7:20 today. Ask me anything. Get your questions in now. Twitter, the text line, Facebook. We will answer those questions coming up at 7:20 plus. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about some of the amazing items that you can win, bid on to win with the EaglesRadiothon.com. We've told you about the Super Bowl experience. We'll dive into the specifics of that, plus how you can win, spend a day with Jalen Hurts, and a lot more. Your Phillies calls. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download America's number one sportsbook, and you can bet NFL futures, props, and parlays. It's that special time of year. Take a look outside. It's fall, football, and FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So this time of year, football feels so right with FanDuel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.